In Hilchas Mishloach Manos, Siman Tov Resh Tzadi Hei.
From
Hilchas Mishloach Manos. The Rama says that if you send somebody Mishloach Manos, Vuhu Moichel Loi, Oy She'ini Reitzi L'Kablam, the guy says, no, thank you. Sends it back. So it's like the Rama, Yatsa. Yaitse. Now, remember, when we talk about Yatsa, right, you know, nowadays people like to send to the whole shul list, the whole invitation list, but there's a mitzvah to send to one person. Two items to one person. And you send to one person, and he sent it back. He said, no, thank you. So the Rama says, you're done. You're Yaitse. You don't have to send it again.
Is the other guy done too? Is he back?
No. The Prichadosh challenges someone that he says, Minolei. He says, I don't know where he got that from. How do you know that you'd say nobody received anything from you? You could send it to, he doesn't want it. He's not the only guy in town. Send it to somebody else. Well, why should you stop here? In the Sefer, okay, that's a nice thought, but you know, that's not like I've been paskening halachas. If I meant to go to the early minyan, but I overslept, so I don't have to go to the late minyan. I have machshava to daven this morning, but I still have to daven. So he had a machshava to give mishloach manos, and but he didn't give mishloach manos yet. That's what the Prichadosh says. He didn't give mishloach manos yet because nobody received it.
What's the mystery?
So. Yeah, what do you mean?
What's the list?
To send.
So we'll
try to get into that. So the Karban Nisanel, that's one of the first on the Rush in the back of the Gemara, the Rush under the Rush of the Karban Nisanel, so Mesachas Megillah. The Karban Nisanel brings down this debate, and he says, I'll explain to you where the Ramah is coming from. And he says that there's a mission in Nedarim, where if somebody made a neder, I was trying to give somebody a nice gift. I wanted to give him some kind of a chashuv, a zach. I want to give him this silver candlesticks. No, I don't want the candlesticks. So the guy says, I make a neder, I'm never going to come into your house again if you don't take my candlesticks. You know, when you learn Masechet Nedarim, you get the impression that the people back then were like always into coercing and manipulating one another with these nedarim. Like if somebody would try that to me, I would say, fine, don't come to my house. What do I need you to come to my house for? But apparently that was a threat in those days. They were very friendly people. No, I want you to come to my house. So he made another, I'm never going to come to your house again if you don't accept these candlesticks. So the Mishnah says that he could say, Harinu ki ilinis kabalti, consider it as if I've received it. And the Rashi explains that what that means is because if I would just receive it, so then you will have fulfilled your obligation, and then you'll be allowed to come to my house, right? Because the neder will be off, even though I could just give it right back. So I could receive it and give it right back. Hafuchi matras alamli. What do you have to turn things around for? If the purpose would be accomplished if I took it and gave it back, so consider it as if I took it and gave it right back. You could just stay in your hands and consider it as if I took it and gave it back. That's what the Mishnah says in Nedarim. And the Karban Nisanel says, and that's where the Ramah is coming from. And the Ramah says that if he's Moichol, your Yaitse, it's because Mechila is like saying Harinu Kilun Skabalti, it's as if I received it. So I want to just explain a little more what the discussion is. What did the Prichadosh mean when he said, how do you know, where did you get this from? Why did he think it shouldn't be right? And when the Karban Nisanel says that, no, there's a Makor for the Ramah in a Mishnah in Nedarim, why isn't this more straightforward? The Ramah used the word machal. We know that machila helps on chayvais. If I owe you something, so machila helps. You don't have to come into a Mishnah in Nedarim. Everybody knows the halacha that if I lent you money and it comes time to pay back, and they say, no, you don't have to pay back, you can keep it. So you can keep it. You don't have to give it to me anyway. If you broke my window, right? You were mazik, makam hemi shalmena. Adam mazik is chayef to pay for whatever damage he did. So you were playing ball and you hit the ball and it broke my window. So you owe me $100. But I come and I say, you know, I like kids up playing in the neighborhood again. It makes me feel young again. Don't worry, just try not to do it again. But you don't have to pay for it. So he's meichel. Of course, mechila helps. Why is everyone assuming that's the words of the Ramah? The Ramah said that if he's meichel, then you're fine. But he doesn't mean, but that's for sure that he doesn't mean that in a mechila. Why? Because those cases where you owe me money because I lent you or because you were mazik me, so the sheirish of the chiyuv is my demand, my tviya. You owe me, meaning I have a claim over you. So since the whole obligation comes because of my claim, so if I say I'm dropping the claim, so that takes off the whole sheirish of the chiyuv. So mechila over there means I'm dropping the claim. Now that would have no bearing whatsoever on Mishlaich Manais. Because by Mishlaich Manais, the Chiv doesn't come from anybody. Nobody has a claim on me from Mishlaich Manais. I have a mitzvah on Mishlaich Manais. The Chiv is because Hashem wants me, or the Beis Din of Mordechai Tzadik wanted me to give Mishlaich Manais to other people. So the fact that the guy goes and says, I'm Meichel, in the way that a Baal Chayv could be Meichel, that's for sure not going to help. And even the Ramban knew that that's not going to help. But the Karban Asanel said, but there's another din, there's a din of Harenu Kilu Neskabalti, which doesn't mean Mechila. When a person is Meichel Achoy, that doesn't mean it's as if you gave it to me. It means you don't have to give it to me, because the only reason you have to give it to me is because I want it, but I don't want it, so there's no reason for you to give it to me. Harenu Neskabalti means that means much more than that. It means that we can consider it as if it was, the Chiv is here, I can't remove the Chiv, but it's as if the Chiv is already fulfilled, by virtue of the fact that if I would take it and give it back, that would be fulfillment of the chiyuv, and just keeping it in your hands is the equivalent of taking it and giving it back. That's the Rashba's Hafuchi Matras Alamali. So that's, the Karban Asana says, that that's the case in the Mishnah in Nedarim. In the Mishnah in Nedarim, where I say, I'm never going to come to your house again unless you accept these candlesticks. So I don't owe him the candlesticks. It's not for him to be Meichel. Nah, you don't have to give me the candlesticks. I know I don't have to give it to you. But I decided I want to give it to you. And I made a neder that until I give it to you, I'll never come into your house. So for him to be Meichel, which would make it that there's no need for me to give the candlesticks, it's not going to do anything. There was never a need for me to give him the candlesticks. There was never a demand. But I made a neder that I won't come into your house until I give you the candlesticks. So Mechila won't do anything for me. But the Mishnah says, a chiddush, I could say, Harenu Kilu Neskabalti, which makes it as if I gave the candlesticks. It doesn't work like a mechila on a choyv that it removes the obligation to give it, but it makes it as if I really gave it. So therefore, legavin nedarim, the Mishnah says that I've satisfied my neder, I've satisfied the requirement of my neder, and therefore the neder does not go into effect. I'm allowed to come into your house. And the Karban Asanel says that's already comparable to Mishlaich Manais. Shleich Manais, it never came from the other person's demand. I don't owe him anything. I have a mitzvah to give it. So I'm only Yaitse if it could be considered as if I gave it. But we see in the Mishnah that Harenu Kilu Neskabalti makes it considered as if I gave it. So if it's considered as if I gave it, so I should be Yaitse with that. That's where the Ramah is coming from. In light of that Mishnah in Durim and the Rashba's explanation with Hafuch HaMashra Salamli, we could hear where the Ramah is coming from.
By the case of Shleich Manais, he's not Meichel. He's Meichel. It's a different word. He's moichim. He's blocking him from doing it.
Moichim. No. The word was moichel.
It's not the same as moichel.
The word in the Ramah was moichel, but we're explaining that he doesn't really mean moichel. He really means harein kilu neskabalti.
By Shleich
Manais? Yeah.
Can you kind of say,
yeah,
you don't have to give him
the 5 squash? Oh, mom, that's what I'm sure I'm going next.
What did you say, Mary?
Did you know Ben? Can the kind say, yeah, you don't have to give me the 5 squash?
What would be a good... So the Ramah is basing himself on that Mishnah, and that you see a concept of Harenu Kilu Neskabalti that it could be considered as if I gave it, because you say, you know, I'm happy as if you gave it to me, so that makes it as if I gave it, and that's something stronger than Mechila. That's the basis for the Ramah, but at the same time, the Pri Chadash was in opposition. The Pri Chadash said to the Ramah, Minali, where did you get that from? Meaning he, even though presumably he also understood where the Ramah was coming from, that there's a Harenu Kilu Neskabalti, but he thought that shouldn't help over here. So this is l'chaira comparable to Matnas Kahuna. That would be a good comparison to this, because that's something that it's not like the cases of where I lent money or there was a mazik where I owe somebody money because he has a claim against me. There's no claim over here. You mentioned Pidyon HaBein. Israel Chayim Vekeva would also be a good example. That's the mitzvah that when somebody shechts an animal, nothing to do with karbanos, even a regular animal, a butcher shechts an animal. There are certain parts of the animal that have to be given to the kohen. So that's matnas kahuna.
Truma.
Okay, so Truma is a little bit more. Truma is trickier because the Truma has Kedusha. So it's usher to the Tzar. For him to say, even if it were to work, to say, Harein Kinel Skabalti, but the Tzar still won't be allowed to eat it. But Zorei L'chaim V'keiva is totally chulin. When I give it to the Kayin, if the Kayin then wants to make a party and invite everybody here and make a barbecue, that we're all allowed to eat the Zorei L'chaim V'keiva. It's just a mitzvah to give it to the Kayin.
Zorei L'chaim V'keiva is from Karbanos, right?
No. From regular animal of chulin. Every time you shecht an animal,
we do that today?
No, so we don't do it today. Based on Adas Yachin and the Gemara, and Chulin has a discussion about whether it applies today, and the simple reading of the Gemara would seem to come out to a maskana that you do have to, but some Rishonim, some Paiskim say that we rely on Adas Yachin and the Gemara that you don't have to. That's Lamais and the Minhag HaOlam that I think we don't.
Why are they giving it? In the first place.
The Torah said that you give matanis to the kohen. Matanis to a kohen, right? So what happens? So what if the kohen says that I'm oichal? So there is a Tosfos in Maseches Ksubos. It's not so, there aren't really explicit makaris about this, whether mechila helps on matanis kohuna, but there's a Tosfos in Ksubos that sort of speaks it out agav urcha in the middle of making a different point. He refers to this halacha as if it was a known halacha, and he just sort of drops it by the way, and the chayim say, hey, wow, that was a bombshell thing to drop just by the way. But Taisus mentions this idea that mechila would help on pidyon haben, that if I come to the kohen and say, here's 5 shleim, and the kohen says, no, you can keep it. I know you need it more than I do. Keep the money. So Taisus seems to hold that you're yaitzeh with that.
Doesn't the kohen make a kenyan though when he takes it?
Doesn't yeah, it? Ordinarily that we do that. Yeah, but Taisa says that.
Isn't that part of the process?
I mean, over here,
he has to make a kenyan on those 5 slime, doesn't he? If I remember correctly.
I think according to this Taisfis, he wouldn't have to.
He wouldn't have to.
If he wanted to say
he's
Michael. The truth is that there's even when he's not Michael, there's an interesting here's a shaila about a very generous kohen. He says, "Nah, you need the money more than I do. You keep it." There's a different shaila that's discussed in Paiskim about a nastier kohen who says, "I'm not taking your pidyon haben, not because he's Michael. Go find a different kohen. I don't want to have anything to do with you. I'm not taking your pidyon haben." So they asked the Shaila because, nowadays, good, you have this guy, he's a grouchy kohen, what do you need him for? So go give it to a different kohen. But the Shaila was, as the Shaila, the pre-chadosh was asked, that we live in a village and there's only one kohen in the village. It's not like nowadays that, you can always go wherever you want. People live their whole life in the village. And there was one kohen in the village. So he got the first aliyah every Monday, every Thursday, twice every Shabbos. And, he did the Birkas Kehanim, all that he was happy to take care of. When it came to Pidyon HaBen, which doesn't happen all that often, but once in a while somebody in the town had a Bechar, the kohen considered it beneath his dignity. I don't do Pidyon HaBen. I don't know why. What was his mishigah?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Isn't there a different way to do a Pidyon besides giving money?
Yeah.
No.
There's no
other way. So the Prechadish said, what the Prechadish said in that case? He said, no problem. Bring the money to his doorstep, put it down, knock on, ring the bell, like UPS, leaves the delivery. So you don't need him to make a kinyan, because you don't need the das of the kohen. Nesina b'karchishma nesina. That's what the pre-chadish said. Mm-hmm. And there's the Ksei Sechoshim brings this down. There's the Ksei Sechoshim, some Reshmim Gimel, who says that, no, he said that misvara, I might have been inclined to agree, but he brings a raya from a Tosfos that, what?
Negative das, maybe it shouldn't
be. Not to be kohenah. No, but the pre-chadish is saying it's not because he's kohenah whether he likes or not. He said, I don't need him to be kohenah. I just need you to furnish the money, and then if he doesn't want to be kind of, that's his problem. That's his prerogative, it's his problem. You don't have to worry about it. But the Ksei Sechoshim brings a raya from a Tosfos. It's interesting. He says that misvara, I might have been inclined to agree, but there's a mefurish Tosfos that you do need, in Kedushin, that you do need the das of a kohen by Pidyon HaBen, so he argues with the Pre-Chadash. So that's a machalik surprise in Pre-Chadash and the Ksei Sechoshim. But we're talking about the opposite case, an overly friendly kohen, who's saying that you don't have to give it to me. Not because he doesn't want to cooperate. He's happy to cooperate, but he says, but no, you need it more than I do. You should keep the money. So there's a Tosfos in Ksubas that says that you're Yotze with that. So the Achronim ask, how can you say you're Yotze? Who's this Kohen to be Meichel? I owe it to all the Kehanim. If I didn't give it to him, let's say you owe money to the company, right? You owe them $1,000. And one of the Shutfim comes over and says, I'm Meichel. So the other Shutfim will say, who are you to be Meichel?
Because you can pick any Kohen.
True. You could pick any coin. I hear. Right. And it's not an exact comparison, but if Mechila, if we understand Mechila Kipshutai, that it means I'm removing my claim on you. But over here, but all the other Kahanim also have an equally valid claim. And I shouldn't be put to tell everybody removes their claims. So the Achreinim over there, the Rav Chanan Wasserman over there says that Taisus, even though he used the word Mechila, but he doesn't mean Mechila, he means, like this Mishnah Nedar, he means Hireinu Kilunus Kabalti. That it's not that I'm saying keep it. Avada, you should give it to me, but I'm giving it right back to you. But since you're going to give it to me, I'm going to give it right back to you, there's a svara that we don't have to go through the motions, we could just speak it out. That I'm fine with you keeping it means you give it to me, I give it back to you, and hafuchi matras alamali, we don't have to actually go through the motions, so you can hold on to it. So there is that chiddush in Taisis, but again, that's a very big chiddush. Other Rishonim, there's Rishonim in Kedushin Dav Zayin, where it's muchach from many Rishonim, that they disagree, that it wouldn't help to be moichel on Pidyon HaBen. The Kohen says no, you know, you could keep it. That wouldn't help. You would still have to give it because it's a mitzvah. The Terry gave me a mitzvah, and I have to do this to fulfill the mitzvah. So it's really an open question. There's no mefurish gemara. I don't think there's a mefurish gemara on this question of mechila by matnas kahuna. It's an open question. It seems to be Tosfos and Ksubas. There's a Rashba in Kedushin that seem to argue with each other. So this question here by Mishloach Manos is seemingly comparable to Matnas Kahuna because it's a mitzvah. The obligation doesn't come from anyone else's claim against me. It's a mitzvah that I have. And could we say that mitzvah fulfilled by him saying, Hareinu Kilu Neskabalti? So the Ramah decided that, yeah, it should work.
Can a woman say that for Kedushin?
Could a woman say for Kedushin, Hareinu Kilu Neskabalti? I would assume not. I would assume that we haven't seen it yet. Legabe making kinyonim. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting shaila.
It requires a kinyon. Maybe that's why.
When you massage the kinyon, which woman would say no? You don't have to ask a shaila.
It requires a kinyon, I think.
Which woman would say no?
Rishon Nicholas. It makes the kinyon. That makes the kinyon.
I use her to make a kinyon.
Right, and
no, I don't think there's a requirement of making a kinyon.
Right, Anachnami. So I would say that based on what we've seen so far, I wouldn't think that it should work by Kedushin, but I'm not certain. So we could hear that it's an open question, and the Ramah said that it should work. The Pri Chadash said, no, over here, the Maaseh, there's a mitzvah. You don't see anywhere that where there's a mitzvah, Hareinu Kilu Neskabalti helps. Again, maybe this tastes like Ksubas, but other Rishonim disagree. So we can see that it's an open question. There are mild one way, the Pri Chadash the other way. The funny thing is, that, and this is a kash that the Chidah brings down, that in the Pri Chadash Mineu Bei, there's something very surprising. Because the Pri Chadash here in Hilchos Mishloach Manos, this is one of the most well-known Pri Chadashes, because this is a very popular topic, everyone that gives a shir before Purim, so there's, you know, like a few topics that keep on coming up again and again. So this Machlokes Ramah and the Pri Chadash is a geshmaka raid in the Purim sugya. There's another Pri Chadash that, you know, nobody would know unless you're really studying Pri Chadashes, but, you know, among us Ashkenazim, we learn Shulchan Aruch with the Shach, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, these are the Gedalei Apaisim, but the Pri Chadash, who was same time, but really even a little bit earlier than the Shach and the Taz, was a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, and in Svaradish circles, certainly once upon a time, it was the main commentary, and people studied it very, very carefully. So somebody has to...
What? The Agdome to the Pri Chadash is...
What's the Agdome to the Pri Chadash?
Yeah, I mentioned it a few times.
Hakdama to the Pri Chadash?
Yeah. Not on this, yeah. I have it at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not familiar.
I'll
Pri Chadash, not the Pri Megadim? Okay. Okay.
They're related?
No, they're not. Okay. So somebody sent a kasha to the Chida that the Pri Chadash in Yerideism in Samach Aleph, what's that? That's Hilchas Zerei L'Chayam V'Keva, Ma'anis Kuhuna. The Pri Chadash assumed that Mechila helps. That a Kohen could say that he's Meichel. And again, he uses the word Mechila, but he doesn't mean Mechila. That for sure it wouldn't make sense. He means Hamena Kilun Eskabalti. He held, and there also, it's interesting, he doesn't have a whole discussion about it. He doesn't bring the Tosis and Ksubis. He doesn't bring any Mishnah to argue. It seems like he just thought so Misvara, but whatever his basis was for saying it, he says that you could say Hamena Kilun Eskabalti by Matnus Kuhuna. But he's the one that says by Mishloach Manos that it doesn't work. So they ask the Chida, how do you reconcile these two things? That, you know, we could hear a Svara yes, we could hear a Svara no. We find the precedent from Mishloach Manos by Matnas Kuhuna because the two are quite similar. They're not a choiv, like where I owe you money. They're a mitzvah that somebody has to give to someone else. Is it similar to the Mishnah Nedarim? A little bit, not quite. So you could say yeah, you could say no. But why did the Pri Chadash say that by Mishloach Manos it doesn't help? And by Matnas Kuhuna, it does help. So the Chida said that he thinks the answer is because by Mishloach Manos, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to give, but there is a purpose to the mitzvah, and this is what you were getting at the beginning, Izzy. He says that the purpose of the mitzvah Mishloach Manos, the mitzvah Mishloach Manos is very much connected with the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. In the Gemara, they're mentioned the connection with each other, and he quotes the Shumas Hadeshin. That's the most famous Maramakam on this subject. The Shumas Hadeshin cleared an interesting shaila. He was talking about the shaila of what do you use for Mishloach Manos? Does it have to be food? The Minhag Olam, of course, you know what we're familiar with is that people give food and drinks for Mishloach Manos. Could I give jewelry? Could I give books? Can I give other presents? Just presents.
The theme?
Yeah. Could it be merch? You know? Company stuff? That would be a nice shayla also. So that was what the Shumas Hadeshin was asked. And he said no. He passed absolutely not. And that's the prevailing, even though there are those that argue, there's a Ber Hetev that brings down Pesachim that argued, but the prevailing opinion is this Shumas Hadeshin that it has to be food. And he said two things. He brought a raya from a Rambam, which is a very nice raya. He said the Rambam doesn't say food and drink to the exclusion of all else, but when the Rambam brings down the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, right, he says that there's a chiyuv to give two portions of food to your fellow Jew on Purim. That's the way he presents the mitzvah, two portions of food. So that's mefurash Rambam, that you can't be yaitzeh with jewelry, you can't be yaitzeh with books, it has to be food. But then the Shumas Hadeshin adds, then I'll explain to you the rationale behind it. This mitzvah Mishloach Manos, it's not stam, give presents. It's all about the suda. It's a mitzvah to see to it that all of your neighbors can also have a Purim suda. So you send them food so that they could have their suda. That's why it has to be dafka food and not other gifts, because you know gifts are nice, but it has nothing to do with the mitzvah sayyim. The mitzvah sayyim is to make a nice suda. To everybody should celebrate the simchas Purim with a nice suda. Of course, it's an interesting side point that lafi this Shumas Hadeshin, it should follow that there's a mitzvah and a muvchar to give it to a poor person.
Some of them. Sanim is separate.
Right, that's true, right? Matanis Lav Yainim is one of the four mitzvahs of Purim. Yeah. Right? There's Mikra Megillah and there's the Suda, Mishloach Manos, right, and Matanis Lav Yainim. Mishloach Manos and Matanis Lav Yainim are two distinct mitzvahs. But according to the Shumas Hadeshin, they're not really unrelated. They're two versions of the same. Matanis Lav Yainim is straight tzedakah. Mishloach Manos is to help him with his Purim Suda. But the idea is that everybody should be able to have a Purim Suda. So even though Chazal never specified and required that it be to a poor person, and you are yaitze giving it to a rich person, you know, even if it's to a rich person, but if you send them something nice that he might not have had otherwise, so it'll beautify his suda, it'll enhance his suda. But the idea is that you're contributing to the perm suda.
How come there's no bracha when you give it?
That's a very good question.
They may not accept it.
What?
They may not accept it.
Okay, so that would be a very good answer, but we start off with the Ramah, so we're going to come to that. But I'm not sure if we will. It's related to this discussion. What?
We do make
comments. Not exactly, not exactly.
We have in mind.
He said we make a Shachiyanu. He said we make a Shachiyanu. What he means is that when we're laying the Megillah, we say that the Shachiyanu should go also on that. But let's say we forgot to announce that, and we didn't have in mind. Our Shachiyanu on the Mikra Megillah should go on the others. Do you make a separate Shachiyanu? So the Magen Avraham passes that you don't. So okay. So if you know, there's a lot of discussions that get tied in with this topic. So I'm not sure how much we'll have time for. We might come to this bracha shaila. We'll put that on hold for now. So where were we? I'm sorry.
Doesn't have to be.
So the right. So the Shumas Hadeshin, paskin that it has to be food, because the purpose is that it's to enable people to have a suda. So the Chidah said, I think that's where the Pri Chadash is coming from. The Pri Chadash, he holds an alumnus of Harini Kinnun is Kabalti. It works for Matnois Kuhuna. If there was just a mitzvah that I have to give you a gift, so then Harini Kinnun is Kabalti would help. But by Mishleich Manas, it's more than just I have to give you a gift. It's I have to, my gift has to make it to your perm suda. It has to, I have to help you with the perm suda. And if you say, Harinu Kinlun Skabalti, so maybe that counts like I gave you a gift, but it didn't do anything for your perm suda because it ended up coming back to my house. It's on my perm suda, not on your perm suda. So because of this svar of the Shumas Hadeshen that connects Mishleich Manos with the perm suda, that's why the Pri Chadash held that Harinu Kinlun Skabalti is not going to work. Okay, so now the Chidah ends his discussion over there. The question then bounces back to the Ramah. The Ramah said that it does work. If he says, no, thank you, I don't want it, Harinu Kinlun Skabalti, the Ramah said that you yaitzei. Pri Chadash said, why are you yaitzei? And we explain, the Chidah says that the Pri Chadash Asfara is because since it has to help the Perm Suda, and if he doesn't take it, he doesn't let it into his house, it's not going to help his Perm Suda, that's why you're not yaitzei. So why does the Ramah say that you are yaitzei? After all, how is it helping your Perm Suda? So here we come to, there's a very famous Chassam Sefer, one of the most well-known tshuvas of the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer says that there's really, this Shumas Hadeshin gives us one perspective on Mishleich Manos, but there's another perspective. He brings a nice maramakam. There's a Sefer called the Manos HaLevi, which is written by Rav Shlomo Alkavetz. Who's Rav Shlomo Alkavetz?
He's
Talmud, I don't know exactly the Talmud, but yeah, part of the Chabur of the Arizal. What's he? What he's most famous for?
L'Chadoidi.
That's right. He's the one that wrote L'Chadoidi, right? The acrostic at the beginning of the stanzas, the Shlomi Halevi, the Shlomi Halevi Alkavetz. What?
Isn't he buried in Naza? Is he buried in Naza?
I have no idea. He lived in Sfas. I don't know why he would be wind up in Aza.
The Chabur of the Chadoidi is buried in Naza.
No,
there was
a
thriving
Jewish community.
You know what? No, right. He's there. He is there. Yeah. He's in Sfas.
Oh, okay.
He's in Sfas. Yeah.
There's a
plaque over there by his kever. It's right next to the Rizal, and there's a plaque over there. I think with the whole Chadoidi. I was just there this summer. So that's what he's most well known for, of course. That he wrote the L'Chadoidi, which is really a Kabbalah de Kastong. You know, now it's sung universally, and you may not be familiar with the Seudis and the Ramazim, but it's just a very geschmackes song, even if you don't know all the Seudis and the Ramazim. But he definitely meant Kabbalah de Kazachin. He was part of the Chabur of the Arizal. I'm reluctant to calling him a Talmud because I think he was much older than the Arizal. The Arizal, when he came to Tzvas, so. You know, he was only in Tzvas for about a year and a half, and then he died. When he came to Tzvas, so he was so great, so recognized as the most accomplished of the Mekubalim, that all the other Mekubalim who were there, even though they were much older than him, they were Mekabal Mimenu Torah. For that year and a half that he was there, everybody was Mekabal Mimenu Torah. So that probably includes Shlomo Alkavetz also, but he you can't say that he got his Torah from the Arizal. He was learning Kabbalah his whole life before. He was probably 60-something years old before he met the Arizal, who was in his 30s at the time. Okay, anyway, so Yerushalmi Alkavitz wrote a sefer on Megillas Esther called the Manos HaLevi. And in this sefer, Manos HaLevi, which he writes in his Akdama, that it's called Manos, ironically, because it was, he says that he meant it as Mishlach Manos. He sends it to his, I think he says that he's, I don't remember if he's sending it to his Shver, I may be mixing it up. The Rama wrote a sefer on Megillas Esther called Mechir Yayin, which I'm pretty sure he writes that he's sending it to his Shver. He says that every year I send you wine from Shlach Manos, and this year it was when the Rama lived in Krakow, and there was a epidemic one year in the city, and he had to run away from the city. He was somewhere outside of the city, and he didn't have access to his usual supplies. And he wrote this pirush on Megillas Esther, and he sent it, I think, to his shver in lieu of Mishlach Manos, and he called him Mechir Yayin. There's a similar story in the Manos HaLevi. I don't remember if that was also his shver or somebody else, but he sent it to somebody as a Mishlach Manos. And in that sefer, Manos HaLevi, he writes that in Perek Tes, where the Pasuk gives the mitzvah of Mishlach Manos, he says, what's the idea of Mishlach Manos? Where does that fit into the theme of Purim? He says, because Haman was Makachik and Kal Yisrael, that Yeshnei Amecha Mefuzer Mefeirad Bein HaAmim. Mefuzer Mefeirad, he says, many of the Mekubalim after him, the Sefer Chassidus, is a theme that gets said again and again and again in the Sefer Chassidus, that the Mefuzer Mefeirad means that they lost their Achdos. They're separated. Nisparad Achavila, the Klal Yisrael, Yeshnoi Am Echad. This is the way I saw the Yisrael Chisrael speaks it out. Is that their Yeshus, their existence, is when they're an Am Echad, is when they're Ba'achtus with one another. And now they're Mefuzer Mefeirad, they're individuals, they're separated from each other. And again, this is Haman talking, right? But, you know, the Mefershim is saying that the Oimek behind Haman was being Mekatrig on Klal Yisrael. He was perceiving that they're vulnerable now because they lost their achdos. And Esther, when she heard what was going on, so she says to Mordechai, Lech kenoises kol ha-Yehudim, gather all these together. So this is part of the same narrative that we have to undo the Mefuzer Mefeirad. And we have to, so there's a theme based on these Ramazim, a theme of the Purim story of achdos, that the sakana came because of a lack of achdos, and then the Yeshua came because of being mischazik in achdos. So, based on that, the Rav Shlomo Alkavitz said that there's a mitzvah Mishloach Manos to be marbe ava v'achva v'shalom v'reyus between Klal Yisrael, because that was a major theme in the Purim story, that everybody should get along with each other, and everybody should love each other, and we should be united with one another. So we send gifts to each other too, because gifts are a way of conveying love and sharing and fostering good feeling between people. So I have this shtickle from the Manos HaLevi. Now I see two different perspectives on what's the yisoid of the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Is it to help people with the Purim Suda, or is it to foster feelings of Avav Achva Shalom Vireyos?
It can be both.
It could be both, but they're not mutually exclusive.
Right.
We should mention, though, you know, it's an interesting, I don't know if I want to call it Lashitasa, but I said before that the Chumash Hadeshen, who said this idea that it has that it's in order to facilitate the Suda, he said that when he was explaining a Psak Halacha. He was asked, are you allowed to give jewelry? And he said, no, it has to be food. Why? Because it's for the Purim Suda. So, and then we mentioned that the Berheti brings down that other Paiskim said you're allowed to be Yitzay with other things, with jewelry. Presumably, that would be following the other svara, right? That would be following the svara of the Manos HaLevi, that it's nothing to do with the Purim Suda. It's to foster good feelings. So then, I'd rather jewelry, books, you know, any gifts are helpful for that. So it's just kishmak that this svara comes from the Manos HaLevi. The Manos HaLevi, we mentioned the reason why it's called Manos HaLevi is because he used it as Mishloach Manos. His sefer was Mishloach Manos, which only works l'shitasai. It's a lishitase between the content of the sefer and the story behind the sefer. The content of the sefer gives us a svara in Mishloach Manos that it makes it unrelated to the Suda, and the story behind the Sefer is that he used his Sefer as Mishlach Manus. According to the Truma Sadeshin, he couldn't use his Sefer as Mishlach Manus, but Lashitasai, he could. So that comes out a nice little Lashitasai. Based on that, but the Chassam Sefer says that the question that we started with, right, the Machlokes, the Rama and the Pri Chadash, of whether you could, whether you Yaitse, if the person says, no thanks, I don't want it, are you still Yaitse? And we said the Rama says you're Yaitse because he's saying, Harenu Kilinus Kabbalti, so it's like you gave it to him. The Pri Chadash said, you're not Yaitse. And the chido was masbir. The reason why you're not yaitze is because it's gotta help a suda. And if he doesn't let it into his house, it's never gonna make it to his table. So why does the Ramah say that you are yaitze? So zok tacham sefer, because the Ramah holds of the other svara. The Ramah holds like the Menais Halevi, that the idea behind Mishlei Chamaris is just to be marba avav achav shalom bereyos. And for that, Harenu kinelus kabalti works fine. That if you send it to somebody and he said, I'm very touched, thank you very much, but you need more, you should bring it home. So, Rabbah. It's even more, you know, he knows that you were thinking of him and now he's thinking of you. You said before, maybe they should both be, I'd say. Oh, that's right. It's another Shittasa, right? Because the Ramah also used this to do his mitzvah Mishlach Manos. Now, I don't mean that quite so seriously because, you know, in the Ramah's case, he says he was, you know, it was during an epidemic, he didn't have access to anything, it was an Oynes. In Shlomo Kavitz's case, I have no reason to doubt that he also gave a conventional Mishlach Manos, and he might have just meant this as a, you know, maybe it was just a poetic expression when he said, I'm sending to his Mishlach Manos.
Maybe
he
used the Sefer to Suda.
Huh?
Maybe they used the Sefer to
Suda. Maybe.
He's not accepting it. That means he's telling him, I have a Suda, don't worry. So, because he's saying, I have food.
Okay, but then, again, then I would understand why you wouldn't be Yaitse though, because if it has to help somebody's Suda and it's not helping his Suda, so find somebody else. So right, that's what the Pri Chadash would tell you, to find somebody else. So the Chassam Sefer says that this is the Sherish of the Machlokes. The Pri Chadash who held that you're not Yaitse because of the Trumas Hadeshen, that the purpose is to help somebody's Perm Suda. And the Ramo said that you are Yaitse because he held like the Moreis HaLevi, that the whole purpose is Harbais Av of Achav Shalom Vareyas, and that Yaitse just by sending it to him even if he doesn't accept it. I saw a nice ha'ara on this. So yeah, this is the Chassam Sefer's, the classic word from the Chassam Sefer to make this tliya. The Chassam Sefer had a Talmud, the Maharam Shik. Maharam Shik has a discussion about this. Okay, his discussion actually starts with the shayla that you asked before. How come we don't make a bracha on Mishlach Manos? Somebody sent this shayla to the Maharam Shik. Maharam Shik was a Talmud of the Chassam Sefer. And he says that, you know, let's ask the question more broadly. Why don't we make a bracha when we give tzedakah? Why don't we make a bracha when we do bikur chaylim? All gemilas chasadim. We don't make a bracha. So the answer, the classic answer to that, there's a tshuva that's brought down in the Shalosh Tshuvos HaRashba that goes through a lot of mitzvahs that where we do and don't make a bracha, tries to figure out what the rules are. And it says over there the reason why we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah is because it's not really in your power to ensure that you're doing the mitzvah of tzedakah, because you need the other person to accept it. If you give somebody tzedakah, you go over to somebody and say, yeah, I know you need help. I'd like to, you take out $100, I'd like to help you out. And the person says, thank you very much, I'm touched, but no, I'm really fine, and I'm not taking your $100. So then you go, I made a bracha latala. So you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that you need somebody else's help to fulfill the mitzvah. So this person said, wrote to the Maharam Shik. So I started off thinking, when I was younger, I thought, oh, that's why we don't make a bracha Mishlach Manos either, because it's sending to somebody else. It's like tzedakah. Mm-hmm. And if he won't accept it, then you won't be Yaitse. So that's why you don't make a bracha. But then I learned the Ramah. And the Ramah says that even if he says that he doesn't want it, you're still Yaitse. So why then don't you make a bracha? So the Maharam Shik said, The Ram Shik, he started off like this. He said, well, we learned the Karban Asano, that the reason why the Ramah holds you Yaitse is based on a Mishnah in Nedarim, where it says that even if you have to give somebody candlesticks, right, because otherwise you're never going to be able to come into his house again, but he says, no, you don't have to give him the candlesticks. Harenu kilenus kabalti, then you Yaitse with that. So that's where the Rama says that if he doesn't accept Yom Shalach Manus, he because it's Karei Kilim Miskabalti. So that means that you really still need his participation. You need him to do something. If he would just run away, then you're not going to be Yaitse. You need him either to take it or to say, I feel as if I took it. Hareinu ki lunas kabalti. But you, so the old teretz that we saw in the Shalash Shuvas HaRashba, that you don't make a bracha on tzedakah because you need somebody else's involvement, somebody else's participation, that's really applicable over here also. You're going to need somebody else's participation because you need him to say hareinu ki lunas kabalti. So the Ramshik, he started off like that, but then he said, but on second thought, I take that back. That's all, that's the way the Gedalia Mefarshim always explained this Ramah, that it's based on a Hareinu Ki Lunas Kabalti. But now I'm looking again at the words of the Ramah. And I said it over at the beginning of this year. The Ramah, when he says this halacha, that you're Yaitse, even if the guy doesn't accept it, he says, his words, I think I have the words here, were, Einei Reitze Lekablam, Oysha Machal. So what's the oy shemach, this or that? Sounds like there are two cases here. Ramshik's diuk. Sounds like there are two cases. Any rates of the kabbalah, he doesn't want to accept it, or he's meichel. So we explain meichel doesn't really mean mechila, stam mechila. It means harenu kilun tzkabalti. Any rates of the kabbalah, doesn't that mean the same thing? So the Ramshik said that he thinks that if there are most dividing into two cases, it's because like this. Well, there's one case, which is the way that we've been describing it this whole time, that you bring it to his house, or you send your son to bring it to his house, and the guy says, you know what, I'm really touched, it's so kind of you, but you need it more than I do. No, bring it home, it should be on your permsuda. He's touched, but you love him, and he loves you, and Shalom al Yisrael, he wants you to have it. And there's another case where you bring a guy Shalach Manas, and he says, you're going to give me Shalach Manas? Last week, I was trying to get the parking spot, and I was 2 inches too close to your parking lot, to your driveway, and you came out hollering and screaming at me, and you told me never to come close to your driveway again, and now you're going to give me Shalach Manas? I don't want your Shalach Manas. So the Ramshik says, that's the other case of the Ramah. That's why the Ramah is dividing into two cases. When the Ramah says, if it's anyways in the Kabbalah, Aisha Machal, it means whether it's a friendly refusal or an unfriendly refusal, either way you're Yaitse. So now, then already that means you don't need his participation at all. You don't need his Hareinu Kinu Eskabalti. It's arguing on this vart of the Menai Salevi. Let's break this down into two steps. It's not like the Menai Salevi, meaning this diuk is not like the Chassam Sofer had wanted to say. The Pshat and the Ramah is that the reason why even if he doesn't accept it is because at least you fostered good feelings. That's good for the second case, but that's good feelings. But in the first case, there's no good feelings here. So why are you Yaitse then? But the truth is, this diuk, if you like the diuk, it does much more than undo the Chassam Sofer's explanation. Even the base level explanation that we started with, the Karban Asanal, that it's the reason why it works is because Hareinu Kilu Neskabalti. He's really not saying Hareinu Kilu Neskabalti. He's really saying, I don't want to have anything to do with your Shalach Manas. No, it's not like I accepted it. I don't want your Shalach Manas. So now we're really back to square one in the Ramah. Now, okay, we're also in the middle of the Ramshik's discussion. So the Ramshik says, let's go back to the Bracha Shaila. Right? Why are you not Yaitse? Well, why don't you make a Bracha on Shalach Manas? Don't tell me that's because you need his participation. You don't really need anything from him. So why don't you make a Bracha? So he doesn't really have a great answer after that, because then he ends up saying it's based on a Magen Avraham, but it's not such an exact comparison. But let me tell you over the Magen Avraham is really what we were talking about before with Shachianu, right? That you said that we're noyeg to have in mind when we say Shachianu on the Mikra Megillah that this should also help for the other Mitzvos Hayom. But if you didn't have it in mind, you don't make it for the other Mitzvos Hayom. The other Mitzvos Hayom, Ikra Din, they don't need a Shachianu. So there's Magen Avraham in Tafresh Tzadi Beis, who says that the reason why you don't make a Shachianu on the other, on let's say on the Shleich Manos or on the Sudas Purim, is because these are ordinary Maisim. These are things that you do every day. Shachianu is for a mitzvah like taking a lulav. Now, if it's not Sukkis, what are you taking a lulav for? But having a Suda or giving tzedakah. Okay, tzedakah we have other reasons for, but let's say having a suda, you have a suda all the time. When there's an occasion, you have a suda. Purim is an occasion, so you have a suda. But there are other occasions. Giving gifts, that's normal human activity. People give gifts for all sorts of occasions. Purim is one of the occasions that you give a gift. So there's no shachri. So the Magen Avraham said, you don't make shachri on things like that. So the Maram Shik, he doesn't say that, the way he brings it down is that it's as if the Magen Avraham said that about the Birkas HaMitzvah, right? Because you were asking about the Birkas HaMitzvah. Why don't we say, an Ashek HaDeshon HaMitzvah HaSivanu? The Maram Shik means to be applying that to this also, that you don't say an Ashek HaDeshon HaMitzvah HaSivanu if the Maisa is an ordinary, everyday kind of a Maisa. Only if it's a Maisa which is clearly a Maisa Mitzvah, that's not done as a regular activity, then you can make a bracha on such a maisa. Now, I'm not sure, you know, how well that. For some mitzvahs, yeah, like lighting their Chanukah and taking a lulav, putting on tefillin, that works very well. But we make a bracha on, you know, we make an Asher Kishanu B'Seis V'Tzivanu on washing our hands. People wash their hands all the time. Okay, maybe they'll say that's a more ceremonial way of washing hands. We make Asher Kishanu B'Seis V'Tzivanu on eating matzah, which is really just eating bread. I mean, that's the bread that we're allowed to eat on Pesach.
That's not something you do all year.
You could if you want. And I mean, it's eating bread, which you do all year. Right. Yeah, so I'm not sure. Again, the Magen Avraham didn't say it about Asher Kishanu B'Seis V'Tzivanu. The Magen Avraham said it about Shachiyanu. It might be easier to sustain it over there. But the Maram Shik says this to answer why there's no bracha on Matanis Lavyayinim, and I think it might be a Tzarech Iyon, which means that we're going to put that child on the side. I don't have a better answer. That's something to think about. Why Taka is there no bracha on the Matanis Lavyayinim? But what I want to get out of this Maram Shik is that he had a very Gishmak Adiyuk that from the double Lashon or the two cases in the Ramah, you see that it's not only where he says, that's so kind of you, I love you too, but I'm not taking Shalach Manas. It's even when he says, I hate you, and that's why I'm not taking Shalach Manas. They're also you, Yaitse. So that sounds not like the Chassam Sofer, that it's because of the Manos HaLevi Svara, and it sounds even on a more basic level, not like the Karban Nisanel, that you're Yaitse because of Kilu, Harini Kilu Niskabalti. So the Maram Shik himself, what he says is the reason why you're Yaitse is because you tried. And the Torah doesn't require more than that. The Torah says, send somebody a gift. You sent him the gift. He didn't want to take it. That's not in your control. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you decide when to use that svara, when not? You tried. I mean, it's not so hard to send it to somebody else. I don't know. You know, it's. I could see very well why the Prechadish then said to the Ramah, Minole, where do you get that from? Why are you so sure of that? But okay. That maybe he just held misvara that over here at least it's mistaver. Again, I don't know if he would say that by Matnes Kahuna, but over here at least it's mistaver to him that since he did his part, so it's mistaver that the Torah wasn't makbe that you do more than that.
Can you send Shalach Manas with a child? Can you be yaitza?
Good shayla, I think so.
But they're not
chayav. They're not chayav in the midst. Yeah, right. So they're not b'nei shlichos, and there are people that say
send it with children.
Right. There is one day that says that you need a shlichos. That's a good shayla, but we're not, I don't want to address that.
What about if you mail it or you send it with UPS?
So that's actually a shayla we are going to address because
that was my next question.
Yeah. Okay, fine, so we won't address that one either.
Very good.
This Chassam Sofer, again, if we go back to the Chassam Sofer, although the Maram Shik had a nice kasha on the Chassam Sofer, Vitzarachian, but the Chassam Sofer, he kind of started a whole stream of raid that went along these lines because he put together this Trumas Hadeshin with the Menais HaLevi and called it the two reasons that we have in Shleich Manais, and he said that, you know, so based on this Chakiri, you can make the following Nafkamina. He wanted to say that the Machlaikis, the Pre Chadash, and the Ramah is totally on that Chakira, And okay, we had a kasha on that, but then after the Chassam Sofer, there were many others that said about a whole host of other shaylas that they may also be totally on this question of is the reason because of the Prechadish's reason, or I'm sorry, the Truma Sedesh's reason, or because of Shlomo Alkavitz's reason. So one classic example of that is a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer's son, the Ksav Sofer. Who talked about if you send Shalach Manas, and this is a very, very shrichtiki case. Let's say you send it with your child, and you put a label on, right? Because, you know, you live in a community where there's thousands of people, everybody's sending Shalach Manas to one another, so how's anybody supposed to know where it's coming from? So you have to have a label on it. The label is attached with glue gun, and, you know, it's attached to the cellophane, and it's a windy day, and sometimes these things fall off. At the end of the day, sanitation department comes up and, you know, sweeps up 1,000 labels that say, you know, from Mishpacha so-and-so to Mishpacha so-and-so. So all the ones that you get that the label is missing. So you see a beautiful Shalach Manas. There's, you know, somebody worked very hard to wrap the wine and the hamantashen in cellophane, but you have no idea who it is. And you can enjoy the wine, you can enjoy the hamantashen, but you have no idea who to thank. So are you yaitzei or not? Chassav Sofer says, according to the Truma Sedesh, and yeah, yaitzei. Meaning the person that sent it is yaitzei because you're enjoying his food by your suda. So the Truma Sedesh said the idea is to help enhance somebody else's perm suda, and that's going to happen. But according to the Ksav Sofer, that the purpose of Mishloach Manos is to be marba abba v'achva. So if I don't know whom to thank, then I don't know who likes me, who I should like him back. I can't foster any good feelings between people. So then you won't be yotzei. The Ksav Sofer says that according to the Menachem Levi, you have to put very strong glue on the label. You have to make sure it doesn't come off.
According to Musa Deshan, it's really totally than the person having it as part of their suda. And if they don't, they put it away for the next day of the yotzei.
Yeah. So everyone assumes that you're yotzei with that. You're yotzei by virtue of the fact that you enabled him to have it with suda. I think that Misvara, what you're saying is very reasonable. That I don't think it's unreasonable to say that according to the Truma Sedesh, you shouldn't be yaitzei unless he actually has it with his perm suda, but no place can say that.
Mm-hmm. So it's available for the suda if they wanted to.
Right, if they wanted to. Yeah. You know what? wait. Robert's question wasn't answered yet. I thought you also wanted to know.
I did, but you didn't want to answer me.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so there's another shadow of the post I'm talking about is if you send it before Yontef and it arrives on Yontef, you send it with UPS, but it's timed very well, and it's going to arrive on Yontef, are you yaitzei with that? So, you know, nowadays with, you know, tracking numbers, you know, you could really try to time it precisely. This shayla is an old shayla, but there's actually part of what's geshmak in the story of this shayla is the question of just how old it is. So first, there's a tshuva in the Sefer Torah Lishma, okay, asterisk. We'll come back to that in a minute. What's the Sefer Torah Lishma? But in the Sefer Torah Lishma, he talks about this shayla, and he says that he thinks it may be totally on the Sakir. Now, over here, already the Tli is not as compelling. But what he says is like this, that if you say, like, Sadesh, that the purpose is that it should enhance somebody's perm suda, so as long as he got it, the way he puts it is, so then we're really more focused on the Makabel. I mean, the purpose is achieved by the receiver receiving it. So he receives it. He receives it on Purim, so that's good enough. But according to the first reason, the other reason, the Menois HaLevi, Rav Shlomo Alkavitz, that it's in order to foster good feelings among the Yidden, so then there's more of an emphasis on the Noisein, on the one that's giving it. He's doing this kind thing, so then if it's a Purim mitzvah, he should have to do his kind thing on Purim. Now, is that Svara so compelling? I'm not sure, but, you know, I mean, maybe one can say that you know, the good feelings come upon the receipt. All right, that's debatable, but that's the way he sets it up. Just to digress a little bit, you know, there's a similar shayla people ask. There's a cute one. We're not going to go into barichas, but what about food that has a dubious hechsher? It's good enough for you, but it's not good enough for me. Okay? Or it's a chol stam, or it's not yashan, and one person is makbid, one person is not makbid. So the similar discussions, according to the Chumash Hadeshen, it's a din in the makabel. So we need that it should that it could go onto his suda, onto his table, even if the sender would never put it on his table. But that as long as it would go onto the makabel's table, it's good enough. Masha Enkein, according to the Menais Halevi, that it's in order to make good feelings. So then it's a din in the Noisein, meaning you have to feel like he gave you something. Well, if it's something he wouldn't have eaten anyway, so he's not really showing any kindness by giving it to you. So this idea, that's another application of this idea that it's. This, you know, these two reasons divide along the lines of din in the Nisei and din in the Makabel. So based on that, in the Sefer Torah Lishma, he wanted to say that according to the Shumas Hadeshen, your Yaitse, as long as it arrives on Purim, but according to the Nisei Levi, you'll need that the Nisei did his Nesina on Purim. Now, who's the Torah Lishma? We'll end with this. The Torah Lishma is a Sefer, it's presumably, it's the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai, who was the Rav in Baghdad, the beginning of the 20th century, 1800s to the beginning of the 1900s, and a very prolific author, and he wrote a lot of svarim, and one of his svarim is Torah Lishma, but and it's the Shalos Teshuva Sefer. This is Siman Kuf Pei Ches on that Sefer. But what's interesting about this Sefer is that again, it's widely believed to be from the Ben Ishchai, but he didn't put his name in it. Not only didn't he put his name in it, he put somebody else's name in it. It says that it's the Shalos Teshuvos from a Yid named Rabbi Cheskel Kachali, and that it was written in the year Tuf Mem Beis, 1682. I have this Ksav Yad, the Ben Ishchai claimed that he had an old Ksav Yad of an old Svardish rabbi, and he's bringing it to the public. His grandson, I don't think he ended up printing it beyond Muffy. He tried to, but he didn't end up completing the process. His grandson printed it, and his grandson included a little introduction was saying, guess what, you know, this is just, it's really just make-believe. My father, that's why it's called Torah Lishma, because he wanted to do a little bit of Torah that he wasn't going to get credit for. So it's his Torah, but he didn't want to put his name on it, so he made up this whole thing. Now others say, what, Chas V'Shalom, how could you say he was going to do that? That's not, you know, it seems like a not nice thing to do. Lemaisa, the Yecheskel Kachali, Ben Ishchai's name is Yosef Chaim. Yecheskel is Gematria Yosef, and Kachali is Gematria Chaim.
Wow.
So that's a remnant to this. Anyway, the people that have studied the Sefer, they say that it seems pretty clear that it's not really from this fictional Yecheskel Kachali, it's really from the Ben Ishchai. I don't know what all the rayas are, but in this tshuva, there happens to be a very geshmak araya, because he refers to this machlekes Shumas Hadeshen and the Menais Halevi. So now, first of all, the Chassam Sofer is really the one that started the raid on the, you know, of the Shumas Hadeshen versus the Menais Halevi, setting them up as the two reasons for the mitzvah Mishlach Manais. Right, 1682 is before the time of the Chassam Sofer. Now that wouldn't be such a stark araya. The Chassam Sofer said it, but maybe this Yecheskel Kachali also said it. Maybe he thought of the same. He had the same Maror Kaimis. But what I noticed is like this: that the lashon of the Chumas Hadeshen in the Chassam Sofer, when the Chassam Sofer brings down the words of the Chumas Hadeshen, he doesn't quote it verbatim. He actually makes up his own kind of poetic lashon. He says, "Kedei sheyeh harvacha labalei simchais." By which he means that everybody, Bali Simchas, meaning everybody making their Simchas Purim, should have enough. Now, that Lashon Harvacha LaBali Simchas does not appear in the Shumas Hadeshen. The Shumas Hadeshen says that, I think, something to the effect of that it should be Maspik L'chol Echad to make their Purim Suda. The Chassam Sofer, who was paraphrasing and also poeticizing, as he was paraphrasing, he was making it a little bit more flowery. And the way he wrote it was Kadesh Yeh Harvacha LaBalei Simchais. But that Lashon is not from the Shumas Hadeshen. That Lashon was made up by the Chassam Sofer. In this Sefer Torah Lishma, when he quotes the Shumas Hadeshen, he uses that Lashon of Kadesh Yeh Harvacha LaBalei Simchais. That Lashon was made up by the Chassam Sofer. So obviously this is somebody that's not the Chassam Sefer. But he thought that he was reading in the Chassam Sefer a quote from the Chumash Hadeshen. So then he made believe that he was quoting the Chumash Hadeshen like that. But really, this is a dead giveaway, that it really was somebody after the Chassam Sefer, it was the Ben Ishchai. But and he says that this is one of the many shailas that's totally on the Chassam Sefer's Chakira, although he doesn't call it that, about what the reason is for the Mitzvah of Mishalei Chmanos.
The one that says you can give...